I was communicating with Adam Chavez, who is our engineer of all things heavy-ass technical, and about... You probably wonder where the fuck have we been. Well, to make a long story short, we had to start in on replacing audio programs, started in on replacing, and by the way, we've got a fucking light in, finally, started in on replacing a few computers, started in on replacing the board again, and so, and also started in on brand new backup a generator, battery-powered generators. The kind that don't go when they, you know, fire on. So that's just the beginning. The 26th, the weekend of the 26th, we're going to rewire the fucker. And all of this prompted, of course, by the the unpredictable, unreliable nature of power, if you can believe it, to this neighborhood, Channel Islands Beach, California. Southern California Edison can't pull their heads out of their asses long enough to have a consistent flow. And don't give me this bullshit about how, well, you got to understand. Listen, assholes. You guys keep sending me these notices about how I'm using too much electricity and how I can save. You know, I'm running a fucking business here. Never mind. I'm not going to go nuts. So, that having been said, that's what we're going to do. And that's what we have been doing. I like that. Welcome to the thing. We missed you. Missed our chat the other night and our Saturday cinema, but we're back at it, man. We've got another big promotion coming up toward the end of the month, our Memorial Weekend promotion. I hope we didn't confuse too many people rerunning our bar fight shows or bar fight promotional shows. But you see, that just happens. You know, you don't know what the... I'm not about to go through the tape and start repurposing it for my, you know, like, oh, better edit out that, fuck it, you know. We give it to you as it happened. Nashville 2, Winnipeg nothing. Nashville trying to take the series to 7 games. Not that you give a shit, but I'm just giving you an update there. It's going to be Tampa Bay and Washington for the Eastern Conference. I'm hoping for, and the Vegas goddamn Knights, man, you know, what are you going to do? Fantastic team. Congratulations to everybody there, all the fans, all the team, everybody in Vegas. What a unbelievable fucking run. And I can't wait to read the sporting news geniuses who said, yep, Vegas, you know, they really caught me unawares. That's a great team. What a great run. What a miraculous hit. But they will not beat San Jose. No way, Jose. Wrong. All right. Meanwhile, in the NBA, the Cavaliers sweep the Raptors. And of course, I read the other way around in the sporting news. Raptors were going to sweep the Cavs. 4-game sweep of fucking Toronto, and people were looking at it the exact opposite. Toronto was going to sweep Cleveland. You gotta love it, man. I don't, you know, take any great joy in seeing the Toronto Raptors get kicked around, but unfortunately for you cats, all these, but my thing is checking out the geniuses. It's the end of the second period in Winnipeg. Nashville 2, Winnipeg zip. Checking out all the geniuses that predicted this, that, and something else. It's always fun. You know, I mean, I don't mean to be an asshole, but when you go on, when you put it on all on the line, you lay it all on the line and you say, this is what's going to happen, and it doesn't. Of course, you're, you know, gonna get your balls busted a little bit. It looks like Eric Schneiderman is being tarred and feathered a little bit. If anything smacked of a phony allegation, here it is, because Schneiderman is the guy that's going after Harvey Weinstein, and now he's being attacked for non-consensual physical violence against 4 women, as published in the New Yorker. 2 of the women, Michelle Manning Barish and Tanya Selvaratnam, spoke with the publication on the record, saying they were doing so to protect others. The women alleged Schneiderman repeatedly hit them, often after drinking, frequently in bed. Statement from Eric Schneiderman: in the privacy of intimate relationships, I have engaged in role-playing and other consensual sexual activity. I have not assaulted anyone. I've never engaged in non-consensual sex, which is a line I would not cross. I've known Eric for 35 years, said his ex-wife Jennifer Cunningham. These allegations are completely inconsistent with a man I know who has always been someone of the highest character, outstanding vows, loving father. Yeah, you know, that's what you do when you try to bring down a guy that's going after you or your boy. You accuse him of the very same thing. So I think it's a little too obvious. Maybe I'm crazy. Who wrote this goddamn? Let me take a guess. I bet you Chris. Yeah, Chris Siliza. You know that guy on CNN who's a funny guy and a passionate guy, but he's got like a little bit too much. Schneiderman to resign Tuesday following physical abuse allegations. How about that?
This is Billy, and this is the news. Well, Eric, Schneiderman.
Eric Schneiderman
to resign Tuesday following physical abuse allegations. What, he hit a lady? He hit a lady. You're not allowed to do it.
I'd die for my wife and kids, and this is all ruining their lives. After Rudy's meltdown, Michael Cohen grapples with his new reality.
What?
What the fuck story is this? Besieged by the media and legal bills and feeling abandoned by Washington friends say Cohen is in a dangerous place. On Saturday, Michael Cohen and his wife Laura left their hotel room at the Regency on Park Avenue and headed to a Cinco de Mayo dinner party at a friend's house. It was intended to be a few hours of levity amid an unprecedented month. In the 4 weeks since a dozen agents raided his home. By the way, where are we, man? Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What do you think, General?
What do I think? What do I think? Sheesh. Let me tell you what I think, Phil. I think you've got some big problems.
Why do I have big problems?
You've got big problems. You've got big problems.
Phil, I'll do it, General. You've got big problems with this news content. It's far too dark. I don't like it.
Yeah, but then stay away from the dark stuff.
What do you mean, stay away from the dark stuff? You're the dark stuff.
My man, I go, oh!
There's going to be a dump boyfriend. All right. I really don't know. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It was intended to be a few hours. In the 4 weeks since a dozen agents raided his home, office, and hotel room, Cohen has occupied a surreal universe, consumed with lawyers and financial pressure, perceived with media, editor of the ubiquitous presence of Michael Avenatti, torn apart over what this has done to his family, and approached by total strangers who offer the support for him as he walks around the Upper East Side. Donald Trump's longtime personal lawyer, who agreed to pay porn star $130 in exchange for silence by alleged fear of the future president, has spent the intervening period alternately going about life as usual, dining as an old da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and stewing late in the night in his hotel room. Cohen, people close to him, told me he's a fighter, is determined to prove that he has collateral damage and larger effort to ensnarl. Hey, Cohen, don't you see how you've been tossed under the bus by this motherfucker, Trump? Or what does he do? How does Trump do this, man, that he retains people's loyalty? Does he say, look, I've got to publicly disassociate myself, but I will make it good, you know, I'll make it worth your while. Is that what he does? I don't know. It's far be it for me to understand these worlds. What am I doing here, man? Yeah, Phil,
how you doing? Yeah, Phil, how you doing? Hey, let me tell you something, friend. Let me tell you something, Phil. So just so you, between you and me and the signpost, okay? I'm sick and tired of these suckers, of these motherfuckers. I'm tired of these turkeys. I'm sick and tired of these turkeys. Why am I getting feedback on this motherfucker? I'm getting sick and tired of these turkeys, you know, Phil. Sick and tired of these turkeys lying to me and telling me I'm some kind of a bunk.
Well, I mean,
No. SD123 testing. This is Vernon Dozier, and well, I'm very grateful to have you. Grateful that you put me on the air, Phil.
It's good to have you, Coach.
Coach Dozier, this is Margaret Gray. How are you?
I'm fine, Margaret.
I don't know. We had to, you know, we got a sick cat here and all kinds of shit. People are not home, and so I'm taking care of business. Weekends. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Okay, cool. Ready. Those of you that are watching the video cast pre-show, bless your heart. And again, my apologies for that, you know, long goddamned... Test. 1, 2. Testing. 1, 2. Say, friends, check out the new podcast, the big podcast, the loving podcast. Wait.